Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line, Cork's 96 FM.
Clodagh, I think happiness from the simple things is so important to us right now, which is why I wanted to focus upon it. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Now, you have a particular reason to be happy these days because you've got a new little girl.
I do, yeah. She's 4.5 months old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She has been bringing us lots of joy.
Mm-hmm. She's taken your mind off the pandemic, I'd say.
She is and she isn't. She's my second. So we are, you know, she's at a gorgeous age now where she's smiling and giggling. But I'm also missing all of the things that I did on my maternity leave with my first daughter. Mm-hmm. So she's brought that up in me as well, the loss, you know, that we're experiencing because of the pandemic, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to.
I guess.
Whether, yeah.
The whole Christmas must have been very hard with her because baby's first Christmas is such a huge thing for the whole family. And there really wasn't
one. I know, yeah. I think baby's first everything.
Yeah.
And it really highlights how infrequently we're meeting people, our family and friends. You know, I'm not even going for walks with friends at the moment. We've just made that decision for our family not to even do socially distance walking. So, yeah, we're missing everybody like the whole country is.
Yeah. Taking joy from simple things is a skill because our lives are so busy and so full. But now they're not that busy and not that full at all, in that when you finish your day's work, there is nothing. So taking joy from simple things, how can we work on that?
I'm really glad that you named it as a skill because it's just that. It's something that we can develop and something that we can practice. And the more we do it, we find it easier and it comes more naturally to us. So I think, you know, we are also used to living our lives looking forward to the next holiday or the next night out or the next meal in a gorgeous restaurant. And the pandemic has really shown us that it's about staying in tune with what we have, staying in tune with what's surrounding us, whether it's, you know, here at home or on a gorgeous tropical beach somewhere. And the research shows that the number one thing that time and again links to our happiness is our relationships. So the people that we have in our life and how satisfied we feel and how connected we feel in relation to them. So be it our partner, our children, our family or our friends. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. So cultivating your satisfaction in them, working on your relationships and then stopping and taking note of the little moments, you know, the smiles, the hugs, the little squeals of happiness, or, you know, just a little cuddle. It's just really simple things.
My wife has a saying, and sometimes she says it in jest, but lately I've been taking it very seriously. Ah, sure, 'tis the laughter we'll remember. Now, she says it sarcastically sometimes.
Mm.
But there's a reality to it. It's the laughter we'll remember.
That's so true. And, you know, you always hear that saying as well. You remember how people make you feel. And that's what we should focus on now, our relationships and how we feel when we connect to people. And particularly because it's been hard to maintain our relationships with the people that we're not in a bubble with. So with our friends who we may not have seen for months. And it's about thinking, well, how can I increase my contact with them? How can I work on that relationship? Do I need to schedule a phone call? Do I need to send them a little gift? So yeah, it's all a work and a practice and something to slow down and be more mindful of, certainly at the moment.
You have 7 ways that you recommend of boosting our happiness. We might not get through them all, but if you were to prioritize them, give me the top 3.
Okay, so gratitude is huge. Time and again, practicing gratitude has been proven to be consistently and strongly linked to our happiness. So gratitude is focusing on and having an appreciation for what we have in our life. So it might be our family or friends. It might be a gorgeous sunrise or a gorgeous sunset. It might be the fact that you're in a warm, comfortable house and you have food in your fridge and you have a full belly. So thinking about the things that you're appreciative of and that you're thankful for.
Yeah.
And the research shows that if we do this, it literally rewires our brain and it releases our happy hormones and our happy chemicals in our brain, which boost our happiness. So dopamine is released, serotonin is released, and this is addictive by our brain. It's something that our brain seeks out. So the more we practice it, the more our brain wants it, and it strengthens the neural pathways in our brain. So it's win-win. So gratitude is excellent. And it might just be when you're going to bed at night time thinking, well, what 3 things am I happy for? Am I thankful for today? Or it might be with your children, asking them what makes them happy or what over the weekend brought them joy. Mm. It might be writing down what you're thankful for or sending a thank you letter to somebody. So all of those are gorgeous ways to cultivate gratitude in your life.
Is it something simple as, and I saw something the other night as I was driving my daughter home, I picked her up, she had from work, and we were driving home, and dusk was starting to fall. And she said, look, Dad, a fox. And I was so thrilled we'd seen that. Is it those little tiny things to focus on?
Exactly, yeah. And having that moment with her at that time, you know, that was a special part of your day, especially at the moment when we have to seek out those special moments. They may not be coming as naturally to us.
Yeah. Journaling, writing stuff down. Talk more about that.
So journaling has huge benefits for our mental health. It's been proven to lower our stress levels, anxiety, depression. It's been proven to boost optimism, happiness and gratitude. And it's been linked to really helping us to feel more satisfied and happier in our lives, which leads to happiness, number one, but also to us living longer lives.
Is that like keeping a diary like, is it?
Yeah, so it's, you know, you can just free flow with your words. It can just be how you're feeling today. If you're struggling to pinpoint, you know, sometimes you wake up and you just feel like you're in a bit of a funk and you're not quite sure what's going on. So, do you ever have those days?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it might be just writing down, okay, well, what's up with me today? What is it? And you'd be surprised at how quickly it'll come to you through writing down what's, you know, how you're feeling. It activates a different part of our brain.
Yeah.
You could also write down your emotions. You can write down if you're feeling angry, and that will help you to process it and work through it. You can write down your little gratitude list. You can write down your plans or the achievements that you want to get done over the course of a day or a week, and that will lead to you being more likely to achieving them. And then in the achievement, that will also boost your happiness. So it's keeping a journal in a way that feels natural to you and in a way that feels helpful to you.
It might only be a scribble that no one else can read.
Exactly, and it's not for anybody else. It's for you. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're making mistakes or if your writing is messy. It's just writing down, and that process activates a different part of your brain, and it really helps you to release any negative emotions that you're carrying or to help you to plan happiness and moments of joy in your life if that's what you're focusing on with it.
Something that I've often observed, particularly again in this lockdown, Clodagh, is that, you know, for those of us lucky enough to be still at work and those of us particularly lucky to be able to get out of the house to work, the only thing is that there's no real difference in Saturday or Sunday because you're not getting up and going to work and everything is getting very samey. How do we get around that?
A big thing that I always mention, I have an Instagram page called The Wellness Psychologist. A big thing I always mention on that is cultivating moments of joy for yourself. So particularly at the weekend when, as you said, things can feel very samey and you feel a bit maybe bored, or you really realise what you're missing out on at the weekend. So pausing and thinking to yourself, what's going to bring me joy? What can I plan for myself that's going to give me a little boost? It might be a walk to your favourite place within your 5K. It might be going and getting takeaway ice cream or takeaway coffee. It might be listening to a podcast and going for a walk, something that's going to lift you up and boost your soul. And the research shows that the planning and the anticipation of this event will boost your happiness levels just as much as the event itself. So it's a double whammy. It'll bring you double joy and double happiness. And it does give you a boost. Try it out. Plan something for yourself to look forward to. And you will. You'll feel the benefits of it.
I've been teasing my listeners since about 9:05 this morning. I walked into the radio station with a broad smile on my face. And my colleague, Fergal, gave me quite a cheery hello from across the road. He was out for a break at that stage. And he said to me, you're looking well, there's no happy this morning. And you know what it was, Clodagh? I had driven in my little car, into facing east as I was driving in, into the morning dawn starting to break through. And it was the first time I've seen it so bright in months at 7:15. And that made me so happy. And do you know why it made me so happy?
Why?
Because COVID can't take that from us.
I know. Isn't that really special? You know, what a special way to start your day. And that's a gift. You know, that's something for you to be grateful for. And that's going to keep you going now for the rest of the day. Maybe even for a couple of days.
Yeah, no, it does. Because I'm like a creature of the light. I love the bright. And that's the start of things getting brighter. And that was the thing I kind of was saying about nothing that COVID-19 does can take that away from us.
So if you want to boost your happiness twice over, look forward to that now tomorrow morning.
Yep, that's exactly it. And that's what I mean by pleasure from simple things.
Absolutely. It's the simple things. And like, you know, if you were to think, what would you miss if your family were to disappear? What would you miss about them? You know, they're the moments.
Wee bowling with my daughter and her boyfriend at 4 a.m. Simple things. Clodagh, great talking to you. Your Instagram is The Wellness Psychologist.
Yes, you'll find me there. And I actually posted a free 28-day wellness program in January that's free to access for people if they want to pop over.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Clodagh Campbell. Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.